Well, it's December 25th, 2022, 1621 hours, and this is Ward Green. I have some amazing things to report today. I just don't know what they all are exactly, I don't want to forget some of them, I mean, but there are not a lot of things to report, maybe, but the magnitude of the way I feel about them are, the way I feel about these things that I want to report makes me want to say that these things are, you know, very important or very special and very wonderful. There really aren't that many things to report, I suppose. It just depends how you look at it. It's a great day health-wise for me, and that is something to report that I can't neglect reporting, since health is really something you can't purchase with money. No matter how much money you have, you just can't purchase it. If you don't have the right approach to health, you won't get your health. It's about how you approach it, and wisdom. It's about wisdom, getting your health. So that's why it's wrong to go to doctors. But we'll come back to that topic another time. The intro here is André Gagnon from the album Presque Bleu, 2000, the year 2000.
Thank you.
Wow. I mean, that is so exquisite as music could ever be. How could it be more exquisite than that? I just realized also, by the way, this picture reminds me of my wife and I, my late wife and I, going to Florida, what it was like to be in Florida. And this is the idealized picture of it, of course. The beaches we were on were not exactly pristine, or, you know, they didn't look exactly like this. There were buildings and so on, and there were other things going on the beach other than just this perfect picture. But it's the same exact feeling that I got from being in Florida is portrayed by this picture. And it brings back memories of my late wife. So I just realized that I've never watched the video while listening to this album. I just listened to it a couple of times without watching it. But anyway, I want to share some really fascinating news. By the way, Psalm 85, Isaiah 65, and Matthew 15 are the study for today, little children, which hopefully we'll get to shortly. The other big piece of news, I mean, I feel like, well, I've rebandaged my thumb. That's one thing. I changed the bandage on my thumb, and I saw that the cut is really quite serious. I had to be very careful peeling off the bandage because it was attached in a couple of places to the very top layer of skin. So, but I don't have any large size band-aids right now, so I use the smaller size as the gauze, and I tape it on, of course. I wrap it around the finger, but it's not strong enough to keep itself on, so I wrap it in the Hypofix surgical tape, and that does a fantastic job. It's Hypofix is the best surgical tape that you can buy, I believe, but perhaps there could be something better, but it's so good that you don't need anything better. It's very stretchy, very, very sticky. It stays on for quite a while if you have enough of it on there. And, I mean, it stays on for days, you know, where a Band-Aid would just fall off. I mean, this is a beautiful, beautiful type of surgical adhesive. It's also pretty expensive too. I can't remember what the price was actually, but it's not cheap. It's certainly not a cheap but you get a big roll of it, a giant roll of it, then you cut pieces off. It's very much worth every penny, I would say, to purchase one of those rolls of Hypofix. Maybe it comes in different sizes, I'm not sure. But the other thing that I really want to report that I'm absolutely gobsmacked is the British word for it, to report, is that I just don't know how to do it, because the problem is I don't think that most people are going to appreciate it. That's the problem. Most people won't appreciate what I'm about to say, okay? So I want to preface it by saying that to most people this is meaningless. But for anybody who runs multiple monitors, and I mean like more than even just one monitor, like outside of their lap, you know, MacBook Pro. But I think if we're talking about only the Mac system, does the next thing apply to the topic I'm about to introduce? Only applies to the Apple ecosystem, okay? Mac specifically. If you're running a Mac and you're running Mac OS, the big problem that many people are reporting, and I having made this new discovery that I just discovered after many hours yesterday, I discovered this. Many hours of research. I kept saying, I don't believe this does not have a solution. I kept saying to myself, I don't believe that there's no solution to this problem. I just kept telling myself that, and I kept searching. It was many hours of search, and I didn't keep track of how many. But of course, I've been spending days on this problem. I've spent days on it, many days, ever since I got the Dell. Essentially, I've had issues with, I haven't always been spending time solving those issues, at least not actively researching, but I've been trying to get my monitor to display the Dell as my main monitor, for example. I've been trying to get the Dell to become my main monitor. And more specifically, in the past day or two, I would say, I've had specific issues that did not, well, whenever I got the Dell monitor, when did I get, let me look up when I got the Dell monitor, let's see, archives, it was only delivered recently, like maybe the 22nd? Got a hydro bill I have to pay before January 3rd. I'm not going to get paid until the 28th as far as my next paycheck comes. But that's, it's okay. Everything's okay. It's just, I have to remember that, and I have to register with the city of Ottawa in January, because or else they'll charge me an extra tax for not being living in Ottawa, for not being a resident in the city if I don't register as a resident. So, because they're assuming that people are gone for the winter, gone to Florida or something, if they don't register. So that's a new thing. I have to register and remember that in January to register my property as inhabited, so that I don't get charged tax. That's just something I'm reminding myself about. Where's the Dell? Come on, here it is. Okay, so it's been shipped, but there was something about. Oh, I know. Well, the easiest way for me to look it up is just to look in my notebook. I'm going to guess it was delivered on the 22nd. That's what I think. But let me just check and see. I will say when I had got the Dell, because I would have installed it. But I left it for a full day before I really installed it. Almost a full day I had it warming up, because I wanted it to be acclimatized to room temperature, which is always a good idea. If you're going to open something, a box that's been in the cold, not that it was very cold out, it would have been more important if it had been really cold, but I did leave the thing to acclimatize. Okay, so I did leave the monitor in the box in the house before I opened the box. I let it acclimatize in the box for a period of time of almost a day, or at least a good part of a day. So, okay, so the 23rd, I think it was the 22nd here, I'm going to be back to 21st. Well, here it is. The Dell arrived on the 20th, okay. The 18th, sorry. 18th. The 18th, yeah. There was a 20 somewhere in there, but it wasn't the date, okay. It was December 18th. It arrived before 12:53 hours on the 18th. That's what my notes say. So I installed it by 1 in the morning, which is like more than 12 hours after it arrived, I would say. Yeah, looks like it. Definitely more than 12 hours after it arrived. I installed it. It was beautiful. When I installed it, it worked, and it had a beautiful picture quality. But the restart was a problem, right? Every time I restarted, the windows were in the wrong place. Everything was mixed up. Then I researched it and found out on the 19th, I found out that was when the problem first occurred. On the 19th, when I rebooted, all the windows were askew. Everything was wrong. You know, the not just the windows were wrong. The display because I have four external monitors in addition to the laptop, and I'm running them all simultaneous. They're all there as part of an extended desktop, so it's all one desktop. So if I drag my mouse around across from this monitor, I go up and I go onto my central main monitor, and then from this monitor straight upwards, I go onto my Philips monitor. If I go across this way and up above it, my Acer ultra wide, the Dell ultra wide is the one that's my main monitor right here in front of me, right to my right, which is, well, that's a mirror image, yeah. So it's right there, but it won't look that way. Look that way? Yeah, it will look that way. This is weird. Yeah. It's going to be there, and then over here, the further over that way to the other opposite side of that Dell is my AOC monitor, which is a beautiful, beautiful monitor. I love that monitor. I love the AOC. It's one of the best monitors I have for the picture quality. It's only 1440p. Where is the monitor thing? Oh, I don't have monitor control. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I do have it. I couldn't see it. It was too dim. Okay, but I need to turn down the brightness of the AOC because it's too bright. There we go. So, I mean, I've got my monitor control, which is right. I could have done it right here, too. If you see, I can click up here. When I click on that little icon there, this little sort of sun icon or light, a beacon kind of icon of a rays radiating out from a central circle, that icon signifies monitor control, it's called. Monitor control, I was going to say display control, but it's monitor control. The name of the free app, all my apps are free. I don't pay for software. And I'm still, today, glad that I can say that's true. I don't pay for my software. And that's what kept me searching yesterday for an app that would solve my problem, which was to do with my multi-monitors. Well, I'll show you on this monitor here how I can dim the monitor. Can you see? You can't even see that? No, you can't see it because it doesn't record the actual brightness. Oh, that's something. So I'm controlling the brightness as I drag this. Well, you can't see it anyway because I've also got some other problem here. Let me just see. Yeah, it's hidden by the image. It's hidden. This is hidden. It's hidden by the image of me. The mouse goes behind the image. Well, behind the image here of me, there's the control for that color. So I need to drag this. Okay. And transition. Then I can show you. Here is the control. Okay. I can drag that control. That changes my brightness, but you don't see it because it's recording the display. I don't know how to call it. The display pixels. The pixels of the display are being recorded by this software, by OBS Studio. Broadcasting Software Studio, whatever it's called. It's being recorded by OBS Studio. And it doesn't depend on how bright it looks to me, because it's, apparently, it doesn't care how bright it looks to me. But anyway, let's go back. So, I'm really thrilled to report, though, that this problem, I need to report, I can't just report the answer, I have to report what problem I had, and how I researched it, and I found this article, first of all. There was this article on Reddit, okay? And this is it here. And no, that's not it. Hang on. That's not it. That's not it. Where's the article on Reddit? It's probably over here. Yeah, this is it here. Is it? No. That's not it. This is it. Right. Okay. So we'll do that right here. We'll do that. I just showed you the solution inadvertently. The solution is the Ikuna program, for anyone who doesn't have time to listen to all my ranting. The solution is Ikuna, if you're looking for the answer and you don't have time to listen. But Ikuna is the answer. It's a free app. So, and it runs on Mac OS and it solves all the issues. But there's something you need to know, and I'll tell that if you want to listen further, you can find out the other detail that I need to tell you, because I can't just jump around. This is the article. No, that's not it. That's the solution again, Ikuna. Here's the Reddit article. Hopefully this will work. This person is complaining that he regrets buying his M1 Max because he cannot use external monitors every time he wakes up the laptop. In my case, I don't put it to sleep, but I do restart. Every time you restart or wake up, the monitors will forget how they were arranged, and they randomly shuffle positions. I think he's quite right. It is a random problem. I was getting my monitors. They would go in. One problem was, or one of the manifestations of this problem was, the monitors would string themselves in a line, but the particular order was different, you know, each time. But they would string themselves in a line, so when you brought up your desktop, you'd have your main monitor, and you'd have these extended monitors that would string themselves out in a line. You'd have to go across to get to each of your monitors in turn. They weren't arranged in an extended desktop, you know, workspace that you could move up and down and across and to each of the monitors in the same position as the monitor really was. So they weren't. It wasn't possible. But this was posted by Club Alive 3508 9 months ago on Reddit. And the number of comments here shows that there are significant numbers of people, quite a few people. In fact, maybe large numbers of people who are also experiencing the identical problem. And then there are some people who don't experience any problems with, but generally, there are people who are using perhaps two external monitors, or the ones who are not experiencing any problems are generally not using large numbers of external monitors. Like in my case, I'm using four external monitors in addition to the main monitor. So I'm using the one you're looking at is my main monitor, but I'm using four other external monitors, and now they're four different ones. But I did have two Acers for a while, and this program will also, this Ikuna program, which we're going to show that now, the solution to my problem and to everybody's problem, I believe, in Mac OS, is this Ikuna. But there's another solution I want to talk about, okay? And that is, let me see if I can find it. I need to find it. I definitely want to show you this other option. There's one more option that I can tell you that I found, okay? If I want to look at this without showing you my whole history, then I have to do a little Googling here. Okay, I gotta search. Hang on. This man, what's it called? Yeah, MacMost. There it is. That's it. It's this video.
Hi, this is Gary with MacMost.com.
Gary at MacMost.com. He uses Automator. You can do it with Automator in Mac OS. Automator is a program that Mac OS features, and you can use Automator to create scripts, or rather, you can paste the script that Gary gives you into Automator. You can run this script that will enable you to save your window positions, and it will work just the same, almost the same, except it takes more work. It'll work almost the same as this new program that I found called Ikuna. So, but Ikuna is a free program, and it works. It's already, all the work is done for you. It has a few extra features too. So I would say Ikuna is, at least for me, it's the way to go. But I mean, I definitely would have done this. I was going to do this before I found Ikuna. I was just about to do what Gary's talking about here. But you have to learn about how to use Automator. It's not, to me, it's not intuitive the way that people use Automator is not at all intuitive. I mean, the way it's used, the way it works. Automator is very quirky, or, I mean, to say quirky is an understatement. It's arcane is a better word for it. Automator is the most arcane piece of software that Mac OS possesses, I believe. But it's very useful, too, if you can learn how to use it. I believe that, too. And I used Automator yesterday, and I set up a script for myself so that I could run another routine, another program I need to tell you about, which you also need. You also need this other program, okay? There's two things you need, Ikuna, and then you need the other program, which is free. They're both free. And the other program is written by Jake Hilborn, and it's called Display Placer. One word, Display Placer. And you download that from GitHub, and you just install it using Mac OS Terminal using Homebrew. Homebrew is another program you can install using Terminal. So you install Homebrew, and then which I did already. So you use it to install all kinds of utilities and things. That's how it's using Homebrew that I installed Display Monitor. That's how I have Display Monitor. That's how I also have EQ. This program, EQ Mac, that's because of Homebrew as well, I believe. Is it? Let me think. Maybe not. No, maybe I downloaded that one. But, I mean, as a DMG file. You can either download programs in Mac OS using DMG file format, you know, and then install them by running the DMG file. Or, and it's very simple to do, using that, it just, they install automatically, and then you drag it into your program folder, your application folder, I mean. You drag the program icon into your application folder. Sometimes you have to drag it in, sometimes you don't. Depends on the DMG file. Every program is slightly different, but it's a very standardized way of doing it, is the DMG file. And the other way is using Homebrew, which is what you, or some other, there are other ways too, other ways of installing. Homebrew is just one of them. It's the one that I'm using. And so it turns out it works really well. I don't like the name Brew, and I don't like the idea of, because it was based on the idea of brewing beer. I'm not fond of that particular illustration, but I'm just being practical. I made a practical decision to use that program. So, and it's been very serviceable for me. It's been very useful. So I use Homebrew to install this thing called Display Placer. I'm going to show you this, I think. So if I try to show you this, this might not work. It might work. There it is. So the last command that I used in this terminal window was Display Placer, and then the list of my displays with their ID, followed by their resolution. Here's my ultra-wide 3440 by 1440. And I specified 100 hertz, because at 165 hertz, it was telling me it couldn't find the display, because the display didn't have 165 hertz available to it at that time. So I needed to specify 100 hertz, which is still plenty fast enough. And that then it found and recognized the display. But I used Automator. Okay. I used Automator. Can you see that? See, I'm not sure if you can see this. I'm trying. Yeah, okay, maybe you can see it now. Yeah, there it is. I want you to see that. There. Let me just make this window a little smaller here. Or move it up a little bit. There we go. So, yeah, you can see it all now. That's the whole command right there. This whole command, that's all it is that one piece of text. That's for all my monitors, and it specifies that command using the program Display Placer. Now that Display Placer that command won't work unless the program Display Placer is in your path. So you have to either be in the directory, in the folder that contains that program called Display Placer when you run this, or you have to specify the path, the full path, with that name Display Placer after the final slash, you know, so your full path including that file name, is the command you want to give here. And then all these other details are for my system. They won't work for your system. But DisplayPlacer will give you, if you when you run it the first time, you say DisplayPlacer list. Let's see if I can do it. See if I can show that. Probably is here. See, I failed a couple times. But there. The first command that you do here is DisplayPlacer list. And it lists. When you run that, it will give me. Well, let's run it right now. See what happens. There. It runs it, and then it says, execute the command below to set your screens to the current arrangement. See that? But look what it will tell me. Okay, it says 100 hertz. Yep. But I'd run it earlier at a time when my new OLED monitor had 165 hertz available to it. For some reason, it's not always available. It depends on what other resources are used and how they're being used. It ran it earlier, and it had specified 165 hertz for this number. I can't point to it. I can use the mouse here. It was this number here. It was 165. And so it was failing because that number was trying to be 165, which it wasn't available. I just had to change that to 165 after I got the error. And I changed it from 165 to 100, and it then worked the next time I ran it. But that's because after I got this listing, it says use this command below. It even gives the name of the program at the beginning. Then it gives the full command in quotes for each monitor, in separate quotes for each monitor. Okay, but then if we then we go back to the command we had before, right, which is the last one we did. Yeah, it's right here. So this is the last command we had. It's this one. That's the command that I used when I was in the correct directory. I'm in the binary directory right now. I'm in the right directory. If I ran this right now, it would work, but it would make my monitors flicker or something, possibly, as it redid it. But what I did was I went into Automator and I created this program called DisplayPlacer, right? I mean, this is, but I had to learn how to use Automator to do it. So, but it's in my, this is in my Finder window. I went into Automator, but I had to go into Automator. I'm not going to show you all that today. But I mean, I created this batch file and I gave it a name with a .sh at the end. And I put that command in there. It has the full path, opt homebrew seller DisplayPlacer 1.2.0/binary/DisplayPlacer, etc. And then it gives the full command of what it is. In quotes, all the command in the separate quotes for each monitor and so on. And then when I ran this program, I was running it in Automator, first of all, because you can paste bin bash. This is a bin bash file. It's running bash, which means it's running the kind of native code that Terminal runs. But you don't need this first part. That first line is not necessary in Automator. You just select it. You select the bin bash option in Automator, and you paste the rest of it into Automator, and then you run it from Automator. And when you run this from Automator, you get, I'd like to show you, but we just don't, I don't have all the time to do that today. When you run it, you get your displays configured exactly as they are right now. Like, I mean, because I've already done the detection. This statement was to replace all my displays in the same way that they are already. That's what this is. So if they ever get out of whack, I just run this program and instantly they get put back into the proper placement on my extended desktop, so that I don't have to position all my windows manually every time I reboot, which is what I'd have to do. It's not just my windows. I'd have to reposition all my monitors every time. That's what I was facing every time. And that was ridiculous. And that's what this gentleman was complaining about on Reddit. He was saying, I mean, look at the commands. I mean, look at the complaints. And that's the solution. Ikuna. It records the open apps and attempts to launch them in the same place. Now, the Okay, the caveat, you can't use it for a multi-window app. Or I don't think you want to, especially not something like Safari. Don't use it for Safari. So my idea and my answer, if you want the short version because you have to go somewhere, close Safari before you shut down Mac OS. Close Safari. That's all you have to do. If you close, and also make sure when you're in Safari, if you look at the Safari preferences, sorry, that's wrong. That was not what I wanted to click on. Safari preferences, not extensions. Okay. If you look at Safari preferences, make sure in the general preferences that you select Safari opens with all windows from last session. That's all you have to make sure of. Safari opens with all windows. Now, you're not seeing this. Hang on a second. Safari opens with, or maybe you were seeing it. I don't know. No, you probably weren't. Safari opens with all windows from last session. Make sure that is highlighted. That's selected. Make sure that is the selection. Safari opens with all windows from last session. Okay. If you do that, then before you shut down your system, all you have to do is shut down Safari. And I'll tell you why that's good in another way. If you do that, okay, that means that your system will boot faster because it's not trying to load all the Safari windows before it brings up the login screen. So your system will boot faster if you have hundreds of tabs open or whatever, which I do. I mean, it's going to be much better for your system to close Safari. And Safari's perfectly capable of keeping track of where all the windows are. It's perfectly capable. All you have to do is make sure you shut down Safari before you restart and before you shut down Mac OS. Always close Safari. That's all you have to do. And then you can use either Automator to do what Gary was talking about at MacMost, or you just need this program. It's free, which is Ikuna. It's fantastic. It saves your workspace as a thing called an Ikuna. And if I'll show you what Ikuna looks like. Actually, I can show you that right now. Here it is. If I run it, the shortcut is, I've set the shortcut to be, to run Ikuna is Command-I. So if I go Command-I, there it is. This is what Ikuna looks like. It runs like that. I can select just not Safari. That's my option. The first two were failed. One of them failed because I tried to launch Safari as well using Ikuna. And when I try, and you can also clean your desktop so it'll close all the existing windows. It's a beautiful feature. If you forgot to close Safari or whatever, right? Or if you forgot to close some other apps and you want to launch your whole regular setup, like you've got all your windows positioned, okay? You position all your windows on your extended desktop. You have your certain apps. They're here and there. They're everywhere. But you have them where you want them, and that's where you work every day. If you work from the same layout every day, you just go to Ikuna by Command-I, in my case, but whatever shortcut you have, or you go up here and you click on it up here, and you say, launch Ikuna. Right? That's all. But you end up launching Ikuna, and then you can select, I'm not going to do it now, but you just click on the one that you stored here, your workspace. I called it just not Safari, because it has everything except for Safari that it will open. It will launch everything except for Safari. So what happens is, and if you need to clean your desktop before you launch that, you clean it. But when I boot, here's what happens. The other thing is, this is such a fantastic solution to the problem. You wouldn't believe how fantastic it is. Because I go into preferences, okay? I go into preferences over here. This is my Mac OS preferences, system preferences for Mac OS. And I go into the users and groups, okay? And here, login items. I've got EQ Mac launches on every time I boot up. And monitor control launches every time I boot up. Automator. It runs Automator when I boot up. Why does it run Automator? I will show you why it runs Automator. But I'll go back. First of all, let me put this back where it belongs. And when I reconfigure this, that preferences window will be in the correct place, not where I'm putting it now, because it remembers where that window is supposed to go, and it'll be close to where it is now because I always keep it in that spot. But it knows, it stored it in just not Safari here, exactly where every window goes, including that preferences window. So it knows. I mean, Ikuna knows. But here I'm going to show you one more thing here, if I can find it again. Where is it? It's not that. What was it? Here it is. Finder. Come on. There it is. So let's get Ikuna out of here. What happened to Ikuna? Why is Ikuna still open? Let's see. I could quit Ikuna too. I can quit Ikuna, but it launches it. How does it launch Ikuna? Oh, you know what? Yeah. I don't think it's using Ikuna. But I know Ikuna works. It works. But I don't think it's using Ikuna. Or maybe I don't know it works. But this, you can definitely use it. But you know what I think it's doing here? Look at this. It's not... I want to close this Ikuna window, and it's not closing. It's not... You know what I mean? Normally, it disappears on its own. Right? If I click clean, that will erase my windows. I don't want to do that. So I want to get this off the screen. So Ikuna's causing me a problem. Let's just quit Ikuna. There. Now, I can always run Ikuna because I keep it right on my desktop. There, I'm running it again, right? Now, if I don't do anything, it just disappears. There, that's what it normally does. Okay. But if I look at this, you see this? It's running Automator Display Placer, right? That's what it's running on boot up. This is what I think it means when it's saying it's running Automator. It's not running Ikuna. You know what? I did give permission to Ikuna. I mean, I gave permission in my security. That's what it is. Yeah. You have to give permission to Ikuna when you come into your security settings, security and privacy. That's what it was. See, I gave permission. I think maybe not. Hang on. No, I didn't have to do that. I thought I gave permission. I know I gave permission to Ikuna to do something, but it wasn't in this particular security section. So, but I had to give permission to Ikuna to have control over my system. So that's another thing you have to do when you run Ikuna. But it happens more or less automatically that it alerts you and shows you what you have to do, shows you where you are, where you have to go, and you just have to do it if you want to give Ikuna permission. You know what? I don't think that I'm using Ikuna, because this is what it... let's go to login items again. It's an application. Yeah. See, you can use Automator to make a file like this bash file. The .sh file is a bash file. You can make that file into an application using Automator. And that's what I did. I made it into an application. And because it's an application, if you look at what it says here, info, workflow. It's part of the workflow. Oh, it's workflow. Wait a minute. It's not an app. Hang on. It's not an app. Okay. Well, let's look at the wrong one. Yeah, this display placer here. There you go. There's an app. Okay, so I need to copy that app into these other places. Yeah. See, that was down here. That's one of my backup drives. So I need to copy that into here. In fact, I need to copy the whole display placer folder because it might have been altered. This is my up-to-date version of it. But I'll keep it like this, I think, for now, because I don't think there's any difference in most of it. What's here? The app, I'm going to copy it into some backup locations here. There we go. I need to do this before I forget, you see. So I just do this into some backup. Now I've copied that. But the other place I need to install it is under Users, My Name, Applications. That's where I install this app. and the whole folder, actually. But app is there. That's the app, you see. That's the Automator app that is going to run on login. It can't run if it's not an app. Or you can probably run a script on login, but I made it an app so it would run. It takes a little more memory to store it. It takes a couple of megabytes, 3 megabytes, but I mean, on a terabyte drive, it's nothing, right? I mean, or on 500, whatever it is, 2 terabytes in the case of the drive I'm running off of right now. 3 megabytes is nothing. So I made it into an app. That way I can just run the app and put it in the login items and it runs the app. So this app that it runs is the same script, which is right here, open with McVim. Drag it over here. Oh, you can't even see that. I apologize again here. Let's see. This is, yeah, here it is here. So there's the app. It's in the display placer under applications folder on my own username place. I mean, this is what you do if you want to do this. Okay, so that's how I can then, but I could run it off any of my drives. I don't have to run it off of the drive upon which my OS is located, but I thought that was the smartest thing, because if the drive boots, you want to make sure that the Automator app will run, and if it may not run if it's using a different drive that didn't actually successfully connect. So, because I'm using external drives, right? The drives don't connect necessarily automatically if there's something wrong with the interface, or if it just sometimes the drive just doesn't connect. So I wanted to make sure I ran the program app, that app that sets my display positions. All it does is set my monitors where they are, like in the desktop, like which monitor's above which other monitor, so that when I move the mouse around, it goes up and it reaches the correct place when it goes up to the above monitor. Has to be, otherwise they are random, and when I try to go up, it hits a brick wall and I have to go across to get to the one above, and it's just all messed up. So this program called Display Placer is necessary, right? But I run it automatically every time I boot up. So the first thing I did was I found Display Placer. I found that before I found Ikuna, and I set that up first. But that didn't solve my problem, because even though it set all the displays correctly, that saved me a lot of time. I still had to drag all my windows around everywhere. After I got, now I could drag them straight up. I don't have to go and fix the display. Straight up, straight across, straight around everywhere. I can drag my windows and position them, because the monitors are now positioned correctly as extended desktop because of this program Display Placer. But I still had to make sure all my windows were on the correct monitors and resize them, and it was a mess even with this Display Placer working, right? But the other thing is I could run the Display Placer manually every time I boot. I just have to find a terminal window and then, you know, do the up arrow in that terminal window, like I showed you here. Up arrow, it just scrolls through all the previous commands that I've ever done in that window, so I could just go back to the one that actually sets the monitor configuration correctly for the extended desktop. That's all I had to do, was go up to that one and then press enter, and it would run that. Okay, but if I didn't want to do it, okay, could you see that? Hang on a sec. Yeah, you can kind of see that. Yeah, but then if I don't want to do that manually, all I have to do is put that app, like I just make it into an app using Automator, which we don't have time to show you today, but it's not that hard. You can just you know, find YouTube videos on how to do that online, or just find, even you don't even need a YouTube video, you just need an article that explains how to do it with pictures, and you just make your app using the bash script that I've got here. This is the bash script right here, right? So this is what, when I open the script, that's what it looks like. It's the same exact command. It even has the 100 hertz in there. Everything is there. That's the Alienware monitor. It's the first one that is presented of all the monitors I have. But there it is. It also has to use my integrated internal MacBook Pro monitor. Is one of the monitors, right? It has a position in the desktop as well. it's not the main monitor either. The main monitor is the Dell. So now I can have the main monitor as the Dell. Oh, there's a lot to explain here. I really want to explain it, but it's just not time. Because there's another aspect to this, and that is what in preferences, when you look at displays, okay, this is the thing I was talking about. I had to drag these miniature icons of the displays around, drag them around and put them back into this shape. Oh, I just accidentally dragged. Look at that. I dragged it accidentally. But I'll just put it back. There. I had to drag them around. Oh, look. I just lost my windows. See that? It just, because I dragged that around, the windows got moved. But I don't have to worry anymore because when I reboot, they're all going to be put back anyway. That's the marvel of this. It's just a marvel the way this works. It's so marvelous. Even if I use terminal, I can close terminal, quit terminal. See that? Now, if I restart terminal, it comes back. Oh, okay. It didn't store the actual positions. If I want to store the positions of terminal, I just go up to the top. I say window, save Windows group, right? And then replace, and it just replaces it. So now if I shut down terminal, if I shut terminal down, quit, it will, when I reboot, it brings back the correct configuration on my other monitor, which you didn't see was wrong. But I mean, I can set this any way I want. I can click window. I can say merge. No, I don't want. I just merged all windows. Stupid. Now I have to close terminal. Now I restart terminal. Oh no. That's so dumb. Now, if I use Ikuna, though, I should be able, or when I reboot, it's not going to have a problem because it's going to restore. It knows where all my windows were, or will it? I only use one terminal window most of the time. I don't know what's going to happen. I just merged all windows accidentally. So how do I divide that up? But anyway, how do I divide it back up again? Well, let's see if we can undo that. Let's see. Terminal. No, I can't undo it. See, it's just created a new terminal window. Yeah, I'll figure that out later. See, that's the least of my problems, really. But, I mean, I've got a terminal window here. It still remembers all of my programs, right? I just merged them into one. That didn't make any sense, but that's what happened. So let's run Ikuna. But if I run Ikuna, let's run Ikuna. Okay, we'll display and see if it works. Let's say Ikuna. Now let's clean. Well, first of all, yeah, let's clean. We've cleaned everything. Now we run just not Safari. And it ran it. Okay. And where's terminal? Okay, it doesn't remember my windows, so I have to set that up manually later. That doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. It's fine. I open four separate terminals. Okay, what am I running? Yeah, I just have to open. I can't. I don't have a monitor. I've got nothing. Okay, good. Yeah, I just have to reopen four separate terminal windows and then store them as a group, like I did before. But right now, when you merge them, you lose that ability, I just learned. But anyway, I didn't mean to merge it. I clicked the wrong option there. I meant to save it again, but I ended up merging them. Now, if I want to run Safari again, I got to reboot Safari. Or no, I just got to pop it up. Okay, perfect. Oh, perfect. Everything is perfect. Okay, so Ikuna works, you see? It pops up everything back in place. It's like... It's a tour de force. It's fantastic. But the other thing is you don't need Ikuna necessarily. As I just showed you, I've got something there. Where's my app? There it is. Yeah, so this app is still here. You don't need Ikuna, right? That's the other thing. Because you can write your own app, like I just, you can use, you do need this thing called Display Placer, I found. That's the key. Display Placer is the key, okay? So, well, I might as well keep terminal here for now. I'll keep it here. And with this command here, which you need to get Display Placer to give you this command, then you put it in a script and use Automator to make it into an app, and you run the app on login. Every time I boot, it automatically runs that, and that makes sure my monitors are in the position of, which it already replaced correctly on the, over there, on my correct monitor. It puts them, I accidentally dragged it. I shouldn't have dragged that, but you do not want to drag these, and you don't have to because they're already configured. It does it automatically. This program, Display Placer, places these monitors in their current configuration, whichever one you have them in at the time that you do the list. When you list these monitors in the configuration that you desire, then you use that listing to create the command to restore them to this position every time with one command. It's perfect. So it's simple. I mean, it's not perfect. It's simple and pretty close to perfect. It's just simple, and I think that has to be perfect if it's simple and it works. It's so far been perfect. So this Display Placer app by Jake Hilborn, thank you, millions of thanks to Jake Hilborn for that. It's a fantastic program. Now, I don't need terminal right now, I'll just drag it. See, I'm going to become more flexible in my usage of my Mac OS now, because I don't care anymore about the details of everything. It doesn't really matter about terminal. It's easy to open a separate terminal window and then use Command Plus to make it bigger, the text bigger and everything, and make the window bigger. And then you open another separate, launch a new terminal window and do that again. So until you have four of them, and then position the four of them where you want. Well, we can do it right now. What am I saying? Come on. Come on. This is just so stupid. Here's one window, okay? So we just say launch a new terminal window. New window, right? And I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, I think I use. 12 clicks. Is that what I have there? Yep, I got 12. See, I know it's too big, actually. This is too big. Okay, so let's make this one bigger. There, that's the 12. So that's the size I should have had for the other one. Okay, so they're actually, I click on Command Plus 12 times. Those are my two monitors. Now, let's get another one, new window. But I'll do 12 times, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Drag it over to my other monitor where I want it, okay? And do it one more time, new window, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and drag it to my other window in the position. Sort of like I have here, two staggered windows. They're two staggered terminal windows, okay? And then I go up to the top of terminal, I say window, be careful this time. Merge. No, don't click merge. Save windows as a group. That's what I want. Ward Green's window group. Give it any name you want. Save and replace. Now, if I quit terminal and restart terminal, it will come up in the same configuration every time. Okay? That's just what it does. So that's the solution to that problem. Ikuna will restore everything in my case except for Safari, right? And when it cleans the screen, it doesn't. It didn't. When I said Ikuna, right? Is this Ikuna? No, right here. When I said Ikuna, launch Ikuna. When I said clean the screen, it made Safari disappear, but it didn't shut down Safari. Look, it's still running. It's still running. It still has a little tick at the bottom. It's still running. Safari's still running. I don't know if you can see that because I can't see it. But now, if I run Ikuna, right, again, I launch just not Safari, and it brings back all my windows, right? It didn't bring back terminal. Where's terminal? There it is. It was already just sitting there waiting. Now, if I click Safari, it's already there. It just needed to come back up to the top. So everything's working fine. It's in the right position. It's perfect. Acuna works. My app works, which is my own script that I got using Display Placer that I created a script from. And there it is. That's the answer to every problem you could ever have with multiple monitors in macOS. It's the most incredible thing. And Icuna, if you look at now, let's go to the Icuna website and see what their release notes. It's version 0.6. That's the version, and it works like version 10. I mean, it's 0.6. They're making it sound like it's not even ready yet. It works fantastically. And why did I find it? Because I searched for hours, and everybody told me, use DisplayMade, use Moom, use all these other programs you have to pay money for. What was the other ones? I can't remember all the names, but there's lots of them. Lots of them. Well, Rectangles was one, but that didn't store the positions of the windows. There were only like about three or four of them that kept track of where the windows were located. But none of them were free. And if I bought something, what if it didn't work the way I wanted it to? Then I paid money for something I can't use. I just won't pay money for software. So I kept searching. I said, there's got to be a way. There has to be a way. And I knew about Display Placer, but I wasn't ready to install it at first. And then I thought, well, I might as well install it. And sure enough, it not only made it easy, I didn't have to type in the commands. It gave me the actual command. I could just drag, highlight, copy, and paste it into Terminal and run it. That's all I had to do, right? But I had to be in the right path, and then it would work. So I had to be in the correct directory when I ran it, or else, use the full path of the file name along with the file name when you run it, and it runs right. And it just runs flawlessly, except for when the monitor resolution, in my case, or the refresh rate of the monitor wasn't available. Then it couldn't recognize or find the monitor because it didn't have 165 hertz available to it. That was the Dell monitor that it got an error the first time I ran it, but then I solved that by changing that number 165 to 100 and in the command, and then it works, right? So anyway, it's phenomenal. It's beautiful. I want to show you how to run. I want to show you what happens when you run Automator, because it's so amazing. If we run Automator, I have to show you. I'm not going to show you everything, I don't think. But when you run Automator, okay, let's open. Close that. Let's open a file. Recent. There it is. Let's open the Automator Display Placer, which is there's the app, but it's not the app I want to open. Just the script. Here's the script. If I say run, this is the script that does that command, Display Placer. It's got the full path. It does the whole command. And there it is. There's the command. It's right there. I can even make this bigger so you can see the whole thing. There you go. That's the command it runs every time, right? It says run shell script because I selected bin bash right here, or bin zsh is bin bash. Same thing. Now if I click on run, that's a good noise because it means it worked. It says run shell script completed, workflow completed. So that just rearranged all my monitors right now on the desktop. It just recreated all the extended desktop. Every time I do that, it recreates that extended desktop and it makes that drum sound. Beautiful sound too, by the way. But that's it for Automator for right now. Let's shut that down. Okay, so that's how you do that. Basically, that's what you end up with if you succeed when you do that. So I the first time I had, it took me probably a couple hours to get Automator to work because I didn't know how to use it. Or maybe it took me the better part of an hour. I don't know exactly how long it took me. It took me a long time compared to what I would have wanted to take time-wise. But now I'll know better how to use Automator in the future, too. It's worth it. But this is Icuna, right? Let's go to the main page, and this is what they say. Stay focused, get more done. So let's get focused now. Works with external monitors. Get in the right mindset. And look at this. If your Mac can run macOS, it won't have any problems running Icuna. I love that. That is phenomenal. And this is free. a free program. I can't rave enough about this. This solves every problem, along with that Jake Hellborn's display placer, solves every problem. And now my app won't open here. What's going on? Where is it? What happened? Okay, well, I guess we'll have to shut down or something. The JW Library app is not working. Let's quit, and now restart. There it is. It works. Okay. You can see some of the new videos are there. If you get the JW Library app, you can see that on the homepage. But now we go to Psalms 85. I just want to talk about Automator all day long. I want to talk about this. I can't do it. What else is here? If I got an extra window? Oh, yeah. What's that? Oh, yeah, that's got to be down. Okay, minimize. Good. So, for the director of the Sons of Korah, a melody. And wait a minute. You know what else we don't have? OBS. There it is. Okay, I need to see it. Oh, yeah. Okay, I need to restore the size of window here. Transition. That's it. Okay. Okay, let's get back. Now, we have now used more than an hour. We're going to go overtime today. We're going to be overtime today, I think. But not necessarily. Some of these are short. The first two are short here. Isaiah and Psalms are short, I believe. It's Matthew that's always slightly longer. At least, but more than slightly. For the director of the Sons of Korah, a melody, little children. And now let's start. You have taken pleasure, O Jehovah, in your land. You have brought back the ones taken captive of Jacob. You have pardoned the error of your people. You have covered all their sin. Selah. You have controlled all your fury. You have turned back from the heat of your anger. Gather us back, O God of our salvation, and break off your vexation with us. Is it to time indefinite that you will be incensed at us? Will you draw out your anger to generation after generation? Will you yourself not enliven us again? That your people themselves may rejoice in you? Show us, O Jehovah, your loving kindness, and your salvation may you give to us. I will hear what the true God, Jehovah, will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his loyal ones, but let them not return to self-confidence. Surely his salvation is near to those fearing him. I love that scripture. For glory to reside in our land. As for loving kindness and trueness, they have met each other. That is so good. Righteousness and peace, they have kissed each other. Trueness itself will sprout out of the very earth, and righteousness itself will look down from the very heavens. Also, Jehovah, for his part, will give what is good, and our own land will give its yield before him. Righteousness itself will walk, and it will make a way by his steppings. That's one of my favorite. Oh my goodness, that expression. Righteousness will make a way by his steppings is one of my favorite verses. At least at the moment it is. When we look at the translation in the study version, it doesn't say that. It says righteousness will make a path for his footsteps, not by his footsteps. So it's a different translation, and I don't prefer that. Byington says right going before him in salvation by the rope, but you can't see Byington. Hang on. Byington says right going before him and salvation by the road he treads. Yeah, that's more consistent with the reference version here. It will make a way by his steppings. Oh, there's some, even the King James, righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. It's so interesting to see the different translations, but I love this version of it will make a way by his steppings. I just love that. Because I didn't know how much I loved it until it was taken away from me, I guess. by the new version of it. This is the one I prefer by far. I have an attachment to this translation that is unbreakable, I believe. At least so far it is. And righteousness itself will look down from the very heavens. Look at that. It's like righteousness is personified. And it will make a way by the steppings of Jehovah. And verse 10, righteousness? No. Yes? Yeah, loving kindness and truth and trueness. Loving kindness and trueness have met each other. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. What an illustration that is. It's phenomenal. I love it. I love it. Really love that. And this verse 9 is one of my favorite scriptures, definitely, of all time. His salvation is near to those fearing him. Incredible. Incredible. That's enough of this. It's just, I can read this all day long and revel in it all day long. I love it. Honestly love it. And I read this first in 1988, probably, or 89, or in that vicinity, was when I first read this. Not as early as 87, I don't think. Although I might have had the Bible at that time in 87. That might be true. That might be true, actually. I might have read this in 87 for the first time. So we're looking at Isaiah 65. I have a feeling this is one of the best chapters of Isaiah, too. I'm not saying that psalm is one of my favorite psalms, either. I don't think it is. It just has some of my favorite scriptures in it. And very good for today, too. Because remember, the shepherds were in the fields watching over their flocks. And at the time of the birth of Jesus, remember that? And they were in fear of the angels. They were in awe of these angels. What righteousness is near, or salvation is near, to those fearing Jehovah. So they were fearing. They were in fear because they saw this angel. Was it more than one angel? I forget. From Matthew. It's not important right now, but however many angels there were, the shepherds were in fear at what they saw and heard from these angels. And salvation was near to them because the Messiah had just been born. And they were about to see that. They were about to go and see the Messiah in the manger, right? In the stables, wherever they laid the Messiah. Jesus was born, and it was a phenomenal thing. But salvation's near to those fearing Jehovah. That's the idea. It's consistent with that. The wolf and the lamb will feed as one, right? That's the end of Isaiah 65. So let's start and read. Little children, I've let myself be searched for by those who had not asked for me. I've let myself be found by those who had not looked for me. I have said, here I am, to a nation that was not calling upon my name. I have spread out my hands all day long to a people that is disobedient and talks back. That's what I thought it was going to say, but no, it doesn't say that. It says, I have spread out my hands all day long to a stubborn people, those who are walking in the way that is not good. After their thoughts, the people made up of those offending me right to my face, constantly sacrificing in the gardens and making sacrificial smoke upon the bricks, seating themselves among the burial places, who also passed the night even in the watch huts, eating the flesh of the pig, even the broth of foul things being in their vessels. Those who were saying, keep close to yourself, do not approach me, for I shall certainly convey holiness to you. These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire burning all day long. Look, it is written before me, I shall not keep still, but I will render a reward. I will even render the reward into their own bosom for their own errors and for the errors of their forefathers at the same time, Jehovah has said, because they have made sacrificial smoke upon the mountains and upon the hills they have reproached me. I will also measure out their wages, first of all, into their own bosom. This is what Jehovah has said. In the same way that the new wine is found in the cluster, and someone has to say, do not ruin it because there is a blessing in it, so I shall do for the sake of my servants in order not to bring everybody to ruin, and I will bring forth out of Jacob an offspring, and out of Judah the hereditary possessor of my mountains, and my chosen ones must take possession of it, and my own servants will reside there, and Sharon must become a pasture ground for sheep, and the low plain of Achor a resting place for cattle, for my people who will have looked for me. But you men are those leaving Jehovah, those forgetting my holy mountain, those setting in order a table for the God of good luck, and those filling up mixed wine for the God of destiny. And I will destine you men to the sword, and you will all of you bow down to being slaughtered for the reason that I called, but you did not answer. I spoke, but you did not listen. And you kept doing what was bad in my eyes, and the thing in which I took no delight, in which I took no delight, you chose. The thing in which I took no delight, you chose. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. Look, my own servants will eat, but you yourselves will go hungry. Look, my own servants will drink, but you yourselves will go thirsty. Look, my own servants will rejoice, but you yourselves will suffer shame. Look, my own servants will cry out joyfully because of the good condition of the heart, but you yourselves will make outcries because of the pain of the heart, and you will howl because of sheer breakdown of spirit. And you men will certainly lay up your name for an oath by my chosen ones, and the Sovereign Lord Jehovah will actually put you individually to death. But his own servants he will call by another name, so that anyone blessing himself in the earth will bless himself by the God of faith, and anyone making a sworn statement in the earth will swear by the God of faith, because the former distresses will actually be forgotten, and because they will actually be concealed from my eyes. For here I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be called to mind, neither will they come up into the heart. But exult, you people, and be joyful forever in what I am creating. For here I am creating Jerusalem, a cause for joyfulness, and her people a cause for exultation. And I will be joyful in Jerusalem and exult in my people. And no more will there be heard in her the sound of weeping or the sound of a plaintive cry. No more will there come to be a suckling a few days old from that place, neither an old man that does not fulfill his days. For one will die as a mere boy, although 100 years of age. And as for the sinner, although 100 years of age, he will have evil called down upon him. And they will certainly build houses and have occupancy. And they will certainly plant vineyards and eat their fruitage. They will not build and someone else have occupancy. They will not plant and someone else do the eating. For like the days of a tree will the days of my people be, and the work of their own hands my chosen ones will use to the full. They will not toil for nothing, nor will they bring to birth for disturbance, because they are the offspring made up of the blessed ones of Jehovah, and their descendants with them. And it will actually occur that before they call out, I myself shall answer. While they are yet speaking, I myself shall hear. The wolf and the lamb themselves will feed as one, and the lion will eat straw just like the bull. And as for the serpent, his food will be dust. They will do no harm nor cause any ruin in all my holy mountain, Jehovah has said. That's the end of Isaiah 65. One of the most beautiful chapters of Isaiah also have we read here, just like Psalms is one of the most beautiful, or contains some of the most beautiful verses in Scripture. This is true of Isaiah 65 also, a correspondence again, because look where it says, in verse 17. Here I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be called to mind, neither will they come up into the heart. Incredibly uplifting, overawing passage of Scripture. New heavens and a new earth. And more, far more than that. It goes on. We just read it. Build houses and have occupancy. They will build and have occupancy. They will not build and someone else have occupancy. The work of their hands, my chosen ones, will use to the full. I love this. I love this. It's incredible scripture. Absolutely incredible. Matthew chapter 15. Then there came to Jesus from Jerusalem Pharisees and scribes, saying, why is it your disciples overstep the tradition of the men of former times? For example, they do not wash their hands when about to eat a meal. In reply, he said to them, why is it you also overstep the commandment of God because of your tradition? For example, God said, or actually he could have said, why is it you also overstep the commandment of God because of your tradition? For example, God said, honor your father and your mother, and let him that reviles father or mother end up in death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever I have by which you might get benefit from me is a gift dedicated to God, he must not honor his father at all. And so you have made the word of God invalid because of your tradition. You hypocrites, Isaiah aptly prophesied about you. There's Isaiah again. When he said, this people honors me with their lips, yet their heart is far removed from me. It is in vain that they keep worshiping me, because they teach commands of men as doctrines. With that, he called the crowd near and said to them, listen and get the sense of it. Not what enters into his mouth defiles a man, but it is what proceeds out of his mouth that defiles a man. Then the disciples came up and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees stumbled at hearing what you said? In reply, he said, every plant that my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted. Let them be. Blind guides is what they are. If then a blind man guides a blind man, both will fall into a pit. By way of response, Peter said to him, make the illustration plain to us. At this, he said, are you also yet without understanding? Are you not aware that everything entering into the mouth passes along into the intestines and is discharged into the sewer? However, the things proceeding out of the mouth come out of the heart, and those things defile a man. For example, out of the heart come wicked reasonings, murders, adulteries, fornications, thieveries, false testimonies, blasphemies. These are the things that defile a man. These are the things defiling a man. But to take a meal with unwashed hands does not defile a man. Leaving there, Jesus now withdrew into the parts of Tyre and Sidon. And look, a Phoenician woman from those regions came out and cried aloud, saying, have mercy on me, Lord, son of David, my daughter is badly demonized. But he did not say a word in answer to her. So his disciples came up and began to request him, send her away because she keeps crying out after us. In answer, he said, I was not sent forth to any but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. When the woman came, she began doing obeisance to him, saying, Lord, help me. In answer, he said, it is not right to take the bread of the children and throw it to little dogs. She said, yes, Lord, but really the little dogs do eat of the crumbs falling from the table of their masters. Then Jesus said in reply to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it happen to you as you wish. And her daughter was healed from that hour on. Crossing country from there, Jesus next came near the Sea of Galilee, and after going up into the mountain, he was sitting there. Then great crowds approached him, having along with them people that were lame, maimed, blind, dumb, and many otherwise, and they fairly threw them at his feet, and he cured them, so that the crowd felt amazement as they saw the dumb speaking and the lame walking and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. But Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I feel pity for the crowd, because it is already 3 days that they have stayed with me, and they have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away fasting. They may possibly give out on the road. However, the disciples said to him, where are we in this lonely place going to get sufficient loaves to satisfy a crowd of this size? At this, Jesus said to them, how many loaves have you? They said, seven, and a few little fishes. So after instructing the crowd to recline upon the ground, he took the seven loaves and the fishes, and after offering thanks, he broke them and began distributing to the disciples in turn, to the crowds. And all ate and were satisfied. And as a surplus of fragments, they took up seven provision baskets full. Yet those eating were 4,000 men, besides women and young children. Finally, after sending the crowds away, he got into the boat and came into the regions of Magadan. And that's Matthew 15 completed. So the time is now. We're a little over time. We're not too bad over time, but we're over time. I think we should end the study right there. I've just had such a fantastic day yesterday. I love you, Lena, and it was amazing seeing you. And I want to talk all about, once again, more about Ikuna, about Automator, about Display Placer, because I learned all about that yesterday. I did all of that yesterday, and I spent hours and hours and hours, and a lot of it was just research of reading forum after forum after forum and failing to find an answer other than a paid program, which I didn't know would work. So I finally got the free program, Ikuna. But I not only got it, I knew it would work the instant I found it. As soon as I found it, I saw that there was a comment from somebody who said, I don't need those programs. I've got Ikuna. It does everything I need. And as soon as I read that, I thought, well, how could he say that? I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, I was a little skeptical, but I said, well, so I have to try it, obviously, right? Because somebody said it's everything he needs. I have to try it. So sure enough, I mean, it installs in like 15 seconds, like they say. It installs almost instantly. The download takes a little bit of time on my system because I have a slow download speed, but it's so fast to install. It took a few minutes to download, seconds to install it. The first try, I tried to save all my Safari windows. Don't do that. It's a mistake, because it will then try to recreate Safari windows, and it will try to put back tabs into windows in which they don't belong, and it will mess everything all up. The windows will be in the wrong place at the wrong size. Everything's wrong if you try that. Don't try and do Safari. Let Safari do itself. Close Safari down, okay? Make sure Safari's not running, and then save your space. Save that workplace in Ikuna with every other window that you normally use other than Safari. Save that as a workspace in Ikuna. That's your workspace. And I called mine just not Safari, because it didn't have Safari in it, right? That was the only thing it didn't have, was Safari. Then, after you recreate using Ikuna everything except Safari, then you just click Safari and it starts up and it recreates all the windows from the last session. As long as you set that in the Safari preferences as the default, right? It will do that every time. Every time you start Safari, it opens all your windows from the last session. Before you shut down your computer, you close Safari. Before you restart or shut down your computer, close Safari. Simple as that. Safari is perfectly capable of keeping track of all of its windows and all the tabs. It's perfectly capable. It always is capable of doing that. If you accidentally or inadvertently close one of the Safari windows with multiple tabs, you simply go to Safari and you go to History and you go to Recently Closed and you say Word of Jehovah. and one more tab. And I could say reopen window, and it will open that window with that one tab. Or I could go to Great Movies of 2022, and I could reopen that window with it six more tabs, right? So, I mean, it keeps track of all the windows you've closed recently in the Safari history under recently closed. So you can actually do that. If you make a mistake and close one of your windows, you can get it back too. But Safari is a brilliant browser. It's the best browser, I believe, by far, because you can delete a tab. Let's say I delete this tab with this wonderful video by Gary at MacMost Video channel on YouTube. I close that tab. Now I just go Command Z. It reopens the tab for me automatically, right, like that. Right? If I go Shift Command Z, it recloses that tab. And if I go Command W in Safari, okay, this is the complaining comment by this person, which is followed up by it feels like millions of people, but it's, let's say millions of people who are agreeing with him that Mac OS is useless because it can't keep track of any monitors. If you have more than any external monitor, if you have more than zero external monitors. And they were complaining that it was because someone had multiple monitors of the same model. That's what they were trying to accuse it on. It's nothing like that. It's not designed to do this. Mac OS is not needed to do that. Safari can keep track of everything. That's the thing. Safari can keep track of everything. And every browser that you ever download can keep track of its own tabs and windows. You don't need to use any Mac OS or any other system to keep track of the windows of a browser. The browser itself can keep track of that. Okay? If I want to reopen that, or if I want to close a window, Command W, or close a tab, Command W. Close a tab. Well, I don't want to close this one because this is on. Yes, I can, because I have Andre Gagnon up above. So let's end with Andre Gagnon again, if we can. Thank you. So, this is Ward Green, and it's December 25th, 2022. 1759 hours. Thank you for watching and listening. Praise Jehovah. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. God bless you. I love you. Have a wonderful day.